From KALW News in San Francisco, this is Cross Currents. Context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area.
Bayview Hunters Point.
Hayward.
Piedmont, California.
Pleasanton.
Falltown.
Richmond.
Foothill.
Coming up on a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents, we're talking about podcasts. And we've brought in some extraordinary producers to help us out. Avery Truffleman is part of the groundbreaking team at 99% Invisible.
Soho and Tribeca weren't just the rise of acronames. They were the birth of industrial chic.
And David Boyer is the architect of the podcast, The Intersection.
People look at some drug dealers like, ooh, they're dangerous. They're really not, unless you're involved in their drug dealing.
We'll also hear about our live podcast, Kamau, right now, and The World According to Sound. We're talking about what's new at KALW today on Cross Currents. Stay with us. Welcome back to a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents from KALW News, context, culture, and connection from around the Bay Area. Today I'm joined in studio by two local heroes of the podcast world, Avery Truffleman and David Boyer. Welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you for having.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Live radio. So crazy.
So if you're a regular KALW listener, you are familiar with their work. Avery is part of the Oakland-based team that's really changed the podcasting world with 99% Invisible, a show about design. Born where? Right here.
Right here.
At KALW. Hey, Avery.
Hey.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, my God. Such a pleasure. I feel like I'm, like, coming back to the mothership. Like, kissing the ring.
It's the mothership. And David, speaking of motherships, you were a member of KALW's Audio Academy training program, and then you went on to create The Intersection, which explores change in the Bay Area by zooming in on one local intersection. So, hey, hey, how are you?
I am well, and that's all true.
Thank you for joining us, you too. So, what is podcasting? Can somebody just tell me what podcasting is? Avery.
Oh, God. what is podcasting? Mm. It's like...
It's not broadcasting.
It's not broadcasting. It's the radio on demand, whatever program you'd like to listen to at your fingertips, which is, I mean, it feels like a kind of a different art form from radio in a lot of ways. As you can hear, I'm like stammering over my words because I can't believe that I'm like talking live and it's going right into people's ears like right now.
Because a podcast is what?
Because a podcast is pre-recorded, pre-edited, and usually like mixed with music. I mean, the show that we do is 99% Invisible is incredibly high production value. You're going to hear like, you know, 4 to 7 different voices all clipped very, like edited very tightly, mixed with music. And so there isn't, it's different than the naturalness and kind of the openness that you get with broadcasting. But they're apples and oranges. I love them both. And yeah.
And David, that openness.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a guy who loves conversation. We love talking to you here at KALW all the time. You're a star here.
Oh, come on now.
So, I mean, how do you then turn into kind of that voice that has to read the script and be on a podcast rather than, hey, I'm having a conversation, or do you mix those two words?
Oh, mix. I mean, you know, my whole thing is I try and keep myself out of it as much as possible because the real stars are the people who I'm talking to.
Right.
What I love about podcasting is that, like, if you don't have it ready at 5 o'clock, that's okay. 5:05 is fine. 5:07 is fine. If it's not 30 minutes, it's 27 minutes, 32 minutes, it's all
long.
Mm-hmm. It's all good. It is all good. And to me, that frees me up to not have to worry. And if I want to talk conversationally, I can, you know. And, you know, I'm still learning my style. I mean, I was in the first Audio Academy, so I'm actually quite new at this. So I'm still learning.
Well, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
Again, both 99% Invisible and The Intersection were born here out of KALW, this place that we consider really an incubator for a lot of these new projects and the new voices that are coming out. We are in our spring membership campaign right now, and that is why I have these wonderful guests in studio with me. So if you value this kind of reporting, this programming, or KALW as being, we called it earlier today, you know, a kitchen, like a bakery, and it's hot. You know, and it produces all of this programming. If you appreciate that, give us a call right now. Make a contribution to the station. Make a pledge at 800-525-9917. That's 800-525-9917. Or a click is as good as a call. Go to KALW.org. Make your contribution there. And if you're on there, you can check out all the podcasts that KALW has to offer and subscribe. Definitely subscribe to The Intersection, right? If you're not already subscribed to 99%, yeah, I mean, unless you've been living in like in a cave or under a rock.
But they may do a story on.
They may do a story
exactly.
on.
We're coming for
but
you.
Give us a call right now and support local public radio that brings you and that supports this kind of creativity. 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. Now, David, we're going to listen to a story you made for The Intersection that's focused on the corner of Golden Gate and Leavenworth in San Francisco's Tenderloin. We're going to listen to the part of the episode that's all about the drugs and dealing that happen on this corner. It's the one thing most people associate with the Tenderloin, but one that very few people really understand. So let's take a listen.
On my first full day recording in the Tenderloin, I go on a 2-hour walk with Del Seymour. He lived here for a long time. Now he's one of the community's historians and gives daily walking tours of the area. He's helping me get a better sense of the neighborhood, and then this happens.
It was a shooting.
Del tries to put the shooting in perspective.
Every block is a different drug. This is our pill block, for the pills and heroin and so.
Turk and Leavenworth?
Yeah, this whole next block.
He's pointing up Leavenworth towards Golden Gate Avenue, which is also known as Pill Hill.
How often does this happen?
Not very often. There's a guy on every block, his whole job is to make sure nothing like that happens. That's like the Safeway security guard on every corner. He's to make sure that you can walk through here with that microphone and nobody bother you. Because if someone snatched that microphone, you're going to call the police, shut the block down. It's going to cost them a whole much more than that microphone. In an hour, they'll lose $4,000 or $5,000.
My name is Jason Chernis, former captain of Tenderloin Police Station. While drug dealing doesn't necessarily directly affect our safety, when we walk outside and we see this blatant criminal activity, that activity makes us feel unsafe in our community.
You know, there's always been homeless people here. There's always been a certain amount of drug dealing, a certain amount of violence, but nothing like it is right now.
That's Kim Jackson. She works at the hospitality union on the corner, where members come from all over the Bay Area to do their union business. As the situation has gotten worse at Golden Gate and Leavenworth, she's been asked by her union to try to improve street safety.
You know, for my members, they're afraid. They don't want to come to a union hall when people are trying to sell them OxyContin, you know, Roxy, 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 you know, morphine, morphine, morphine. That's a problem. They have to feel safe coming to the union hall, and the children deserve to feel safe walking down the street. There are two preschools within a half a block of Golden Gate and Leavenworth. On a pretty day, when they want to take the kids to the park, they dress them all in these little t-shirts that are too big for them, and they all hold on to this little rope. And when there's too much dealing, and they can't get down the street, and too many people shooting up, snorting, doing drugs, one of the teachers goes ahead of the children.
Kids coming through.
And they chant.
Kids coming through.
And the drug dealers try to hide what they're doing so the children don't have to see it.
There's a lot of pretty open drug dealing right in front of the clinic here at Golden Gate and Leavenworth. I know what that means for my patients.
I'm Joseph Pache. I'm Director of Primary Care Homeless Services for the San Francisco Department of Public Health and Medical Director at Tom Waddell Urban Health Clinic. A lot of our patients will discuss how challenging it is for them to get to see us here and how they feel very vulnerable when they're being approached either to sell their medications or to trade medications for other substances, and especially for people who are trying to change towards a clean and sober living, this can be really triggering for them.
I was addicted to heroin for 5 years. I staved off heroin by using pills such as Dilaudid, and personally, being here is a trigger a lot of times because it's like right close to Pill Hill, and My nickname is Roxy. I was given that nickname back at UC Berkeley. And Roxy. So every time they're like, Roxy, I'm thinking people are calling my name. You know, today I feel proud because I was able to walk on Leavenworth by myself and not pick up any drugs.
You know, for every day that we're trying to help people stabilize their lives and get themselves to a point where they can function, you've got another whole group of people out there selling the drugs that got so many of them into problems in the first place. I'm Nancy Nielsen, and I'm the Deputy Director for Lutheran Social Services.
Lutheran Social Services is one of many nonprofits that's recently moved to this area. It got here in 2013. Within one block, there are now almost a dozen nonprofits and hundreds of supportive housing units. Even Joseph Pache, who runs the Tom Waddell Clinic, worries about the effect.
In some ways, it's hard to know how much our own arrival inadvertently has impacted this corner. People who are interested in buying prescription drugs or selling drugs, this is where their market is, right? It's one of those things. We're both part of the problem, part of the solution at the same time. It's that very uneasy reality of working here and living here. It's really easy to vilify people in the drug trade and say, you know, they're exploiting people and they're part of the problem. And yet I know their choices in life are constrained. And in many ways, they're here because this is the best set of options that they could actually come up with, given many things that have happened to them in their lives.
Initially, the dealers were convinced I was working with the cops.
Why are you standing with the mic?
Is that thing on?
Yeah.
Why are you passing us back and forth? You listen to our conversation.
Hey, don't take a picture of me. No camera. No camera.
All that's all they need is audio, fool.
Understandably, they weren't up for being interviewed. But after many months and introductions from some locals, they realized I wasn't a threat. And some shared their stories and their own frustrations.
Trust. Welcome. This is Cross Currents. I'm Hana Baba. This is a special hour-long edition of Cross Currents. I was excited. That's what that was. Because with me in studio is David Boyer, whom we just heard from, and Avery Truffleman of 99% Invisible. David, how did you get people, how did you ask people if they would trust? Like, how do you build that trust?
A lot of time. I mean, I was on that corner for a year. And, you know, the drug dealers knew by month six that I wasn't a snitch. Mm. You know, I wasn't working with the cops, which is what they thought.
It took 6 months about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. So that was even the people that were not doing something illegal, you know, the fact that I was in no rush, that, you know, I think they were used to a lot of drive-by stories, you know, of people like spending a night in the Tenderloin, you know, and being misunderstood. So I think the longer I was there, the more, you know, people were, they knew that I was invested in their community. And I was, you know, I mean, you become part of it. You know, I didn't expect that, but I became part of it for sure.
And after they trusted you, was it easy for them to talk about it?
Yes. I think a lot of people haven't really had a chance to talk about it. You know, I mean, the drug dealers, for instance, you know, these are not bad people. They are working very hard out there. And their life circumstances have led them to that, where they didn't feel like they had a lot of options. And nobody's asking them why they're there. You know, nobody's asking, you know, what are your other options in your neighborhood? I mean, what's interesting is a lot of them are commuting in from the East Bay. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they're like commuters. They're like 9-to-5ers who happen to be drug dealers. Mm-hmm. You know, not pretty. Mm-hmm. Not pretty.
That's David Boyer of The Intersection, a podcast born out of KALW. You're listening to us today during our spring membership campaign, and we're taking your pledges right now at 800-525-9917. Again, that number to call and make a contribution to the station today, 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. We do have a challenge, and I want to put that up right now to challenge you, our listeners. We need, by the end of Cross Currents, to get 20 calls or clicks. 20 calls or clicks. If we do, we get an extra $500. It's as simple as that. If you give us a call right now and help us make that goal of 20 calls or clicks, we'll get an extra $500 put up by two people, Beverly Robin from Colorado, who is the mother of our news director here, Ben Trefney. Thanks, Beverly. And also Eleanor McKinnon from San Rafael. We do not want to give their money back to them. We will have to do that if you don't give us a call. 800-525-9917 right now. Make a contribution to KALW Local Public Radio. And it can't get more local than an intersection in San Francisco's Tenderloin, yeah. Like we just heard from. Local public radio, really zooming in and bringing you these stories. David Boyer, you said you spent a year.
Yeah.
And 6 months to gain the trust.
Yeah.
So that kind of investment, why did you do that?
Well, you know, I actually want to back up and say that, you know, KLW is a reason it even happened. Mm. You know, I mean, I was part of the Audio Academy and, you know, the support that I've gotten here, it's the only reason it's happened. I mean, it would not happen. And that's what people are funding. You know, when they call, they're actually funding this kind of work very directly. You know, I was in the Audio Academy, which is, I like to think of it as like a teaching hospital. Mm-hmm. And there are very few places in the country where you can actually come and learn on site. And I think that is amazing. But that's a lot of your time, a lot of Ben's time, a lot of the staff's time. And, you know, that's partly what callers are calling in. That's what they're funding.
Is at 800-525-9917. You heard it from David. You are directly funding stories like the one you just heard and the ability to really bring you voices from around the Bay Area as we do on the podcast, as we do on Cross Currents. Help us fund that. Help become part of all of this, because that's really what this is. We don't answer to anybody but you, the listener. You provide more than 70% of our, every time I say this, I'm just in awe. 70% of our budget, of our operating budget, comes from you, the listener. So that's why we are asking you, and we come back and we ask you. You've asked for shorter pledge drives. We are doing that. 800-525-9917. Call right now. Make your pledge. Okay, let's see where we are. We are at, let's see, we need 20 calls or clicks. We have about three people now. Thank you so much to Vandana in Palo Alto. And thank you to Deborah Probst in Los Altos as well. Thank you so much. You know what they did? They picked up the phone. They called 800-525-9917 because they were engaged in what they just heard. And to get more of that, and for KALW to be able to fund more programming like that, it only happens with you together as a team. 800-525-9917 or KALW.org.
Teamwork. All about it.
Teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
And so, David, like, why should people, like, call and support public radio overall? Like, what's the idea?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I'm here for KALW.
Why?
So I'm going to talk about why they should fund KALW, which is, I think, you know, the what you guys are able to do with a dollar, it would shock people out there listening. I mean, like, if you want your dollar to go far, this is it. The amount of, I mean, just look at the number of podcasts that are coming out of here. And you compare that to our budget, I mean, that's kind of amazing.
And good ones, too. It's not just, like, sheer volume. Also, that's the incredible thing. It's, like, all good stuff. And you just see, like, these teams of professional radio producers that are, like, double the size, producing half as much. Like, it boggles the mind, the amount of, like, talent and energy that
goes into
this.
So what's the number, Avery, for people to call to be part of this love fest?
You should call 800-525-9917.
You heard it from Avery Truffleman with the 99% Invisible Team. Roman Mars started off here at KELW. He was one of our first engineers of this program, Cross Currents, part of the reason why we sound so awesome today. But he started here at KELW, and we're very proud of that. And we love 99% Invisible. And
you're the only station where you can hear 99% Invisible on the radio. You are our home on the air.
Wow.
Home on the air. 800-525-9917 or kalw.org. So the intersection is all about being on the ground in a very changing Bay Area. And that's exactly what's happening in the next story we're going to hear. This one is from KLW's new show, Kamau Right Now, hosted by comedian W. Kamau Bell, who, among other things, has a new TV show on CNN called United Shades of America. Avery, you were featured in what we're going to play next. It's an excerpt from the KLW podcast, Kamau Right Now. Let's take a listen.
I've lived in the Bay Area long enough to remember when this was called Oakland right here.
Yeah.
This feels like South, 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 South Berkeley.
That is a really good point. I mean, I think that it's best exemplified with this new thing called Nobe. Have you heard about this?
Oh, no. What is Nobe? Is that a new neighborhood?
Take a guess. Yeah, Nobe.
North Berkeley Extension? I don't know. Like, the extension, like a part of Berkeley that goes into Oakland? Like,
yeah, basically.
Like a way to call, like, West Oakland Berkeley? Is that
basically,
it is?
You just got your real estate license because it's North Oakland Berkeley Emeryville, and it's the real estate agent's method for trying to say that there is this place where there used to not exist a place, and this place sort of sounds like Sobe, South Beach. It kind of sounds like Soho, South of Palestine.
It's North Oakland Berkeley Emeryville.
North Oakland, Berkeley, Emeryville. That sounds like a lot of places to try to live in at the same time.
that is a lot of places.
Hey, hi. I'm Avery Truffleman.
Can we talk to you?
Well, I wanted to ask you, I heard you mention Nobe.
Yes.
And I'm working on an episode. I'm about to go home right now. I'm working on an episode about neighborhoods.
And when you say episode of what for people listening?
An episode of 99% Invisible.
Oh, since I'm talking to Avery Truffleman, I should probably talk in a Roman Mars voice. This is Kamau Right Now. Boom! It's like podcast Seinfeld from the 90s.
Working on an episode about neighborhoods and, like, specifically the names of neighborhoods that are, like, named after Soho, like...
Oh, yeah.
Nopa, Kono, which they're trying to make downtown.
Kono, what is that?
Koreatown Northgate. That's an initiative by the city. That's,
Koreatown,
like, the city of Oakland,
Northgate. What's it called? Kono?
Kono.
Oh, no.
That's the new neighborhood.
Oh, no. Yeah, I would like to start a neighborhood called Oh, No. Like, don't touch my neighborhood. What's going on with you right now?
Right now, I'm having all kind of issues right now.
Uh-oh, okay.
The place I'm living in right now, my landlord, she wants me out by April the 16th. She wants me out because she's going to rent to, you know, like the, what do you call those people?
White people?
No, I love white people. No, you know, like the people, the silicon.
The tech people.
So she wants me out because of that, but she refurbished the whole building because she just became property manager except my apartment. And I'm kind of pissed off about it.
Oh, she's the thing. She cleaned up all the apartments except for yours.
Yes.
Because she's going to let yours sort of die on the
vine.
Exactly. And then force you out.
Exactly.
And then the minute you get out, all new appliances, all new floors.
You already know.
Yeah.
So that's what's up.
I know the town is technically called Golden Gate, but
You know, I've never heard that name.
Is this called Golden Gate?
This is Lauren District.
Nobody uses these names. Nobody uses these names.
It's hard because, like, I don't want to call it Novi because that would be a thing to call it. But then when people are like, where do you live? It's like, well, near, like, South Berkeley, North Oakland, near Emeryville, kind of near this one restaurant. Like, you end up just kind of, like, describing it. And there's no name that you can give to your neighborhood that's, like, respectful of long-term residents, but, like, recognizable
to newcomers.
But also
lets people know where you live so they can get to your house.
Exactly.
So they can know whether or not they want to give you a ride home at the end, at the bar.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's your neighborhood?
Well, I live in Dobie. Which is downtown Berkeley. I just made up the name Dobie. I just decided that it's going to be Dobie from now on because it sounds dopey, which is what these neighborhood names sound.
All right, that was W. Kamau Bell in an excerpt from his original KALW podcast called Kamau Right Now. And with him was Avery Truffleman, who's with us in studio right now. How on earth did that happen?
That was divine. Not even just, that was KALW working its incredible magic. So the show I work for, 99% Invisible, is we air on KALW, and we have like an engineer at KALW who works with us. And I was walking home from BART, and I passed W. Kamau Bell recording people on the street, and he was working with our editor, Ted Muldoon, who's at KALW. And I was just like, oh my God, can I talk to you? We were working on stories about similar things, and it was pure magic. I was like, Ted, you know, send me this tape. And we both featured each other on each other's shows. And it was kind of funny, actually. I mean, if you could listen to that raw tape, it's just me and Kamau desperately, like, trying to interview each other, just, like, trying to ask each other questions. But it was fate. It was really cool.
But it's like there's a lot of podcasts nowadays. It feels like podcasters are even, like, running into each other in farmers markets.
Exactly. We were like, oh, if we just wait around a minute, you know, some other local podcaster will swing by.
Wonderful coincidence and important conversations about serious stuff, right? But told kind of Kamau's way.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what we bring here on KALW. And matter of fact, if you call right now and pledge at the $150 level, at 800-525-9917. Again, the number to make a contribution right now and help us meet our challenge is 800-525-9917 or KALW.org. And for $150, we will send you two tickets to the Kamau Right Now live show, which is next week. Very timely. And if you can afford a little more and do a dollar a day, $365 right now at 800-525-9917, you will get a VIP booth. Fancy. That is you and five guests.
We're three, so that's...
Hey.
And Kamau will come talk to you, which he's so fun to talk to. It's totally worth it. Yeah.
You get best seats in the house, that booth. Who can ask for more? That's at $365. Or if you want two tickets.
What, $150? Come on.
Yeah. Right?
You can't get a deal like that anywhere else. Literally.
And that's the thing. In that clip, you just heard like an edited version, but most of the show is live. Like you're watching Kamau make the show right in front of you, and you're hearing it before anyone else. And he always has really great guests, and it's like a party that you get to just watch. It's really cool.
Right. So two tickets, $150 right now. Get them while they're hot and before they go away, because I'm sure they will. And thank you to some folks who have called in, who have gone to KALW.org.
Maxine from Walnut Creek. Thank you.
Thank you.
And Shelly. That's all she said.
Well, thank you, Shelly.
Thank you so much, Shelly. You are a generous soul and so humble.
Absolutely. They called at 800-525-9917. They like what they hear. They want to support it. And that's what the bottom line is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 800-525-9917. Where are we on our challenge? What's our challenge?
20 calls this hour.
Calls or clicks. Clicks are good, too.
And, you know, if we If you don't, then we're going to have to give that money back to Ben's mom. Okay?
No.
She's standing right outside the door.
In Colorado.
And if we do not make 20 clicks, she wants her $500 back.
Okay? Oh, goodness. 800-525-9917. Somebody else helped put up the other half of the $500.
Eleanor McKinnon from San Rafael.
Thanks so much, Eleanor.
Do we want to give her money back?
No.
No.
I hope we get to take it. Help us out, guys.
Please.
Please.
Please. Oh.
I was going to say we wouldn't beg, but we'll beg.
Not too proud. 800-525-9917.
Local.
And also, local. And if you call that number, I mean, someone here is going to answer it. Someone who's on staff here who really cares about KLW. So
there's a room full of folks waiting for your call, and they get so excited and they chat with you. And we want to know also, when you call 800-525-9917, tell us why you're making the contribution. What do you like about KLW? What do you listen to? Where do you think we can improve?
Sure.
Hey.
And they're such nice people. And they're also good looking. Like, you should, they're a joy to talk to. Everyone here. Good staff.
800-525-9917. $150 gets you two tickets to Kamau right now. $365 gets you an awesome and cozy, I think.
Yes.
VIP booth.
Yes. Sounds good.
Sounds cozy.
Yeah.
For you and five friends. Very cozy.
And when is it?
Next week. So you got to do it now.
Absolutely. And again, this is why we are here, to bring you this programming, to bring you the voices of people like David and like Avery and like myself.
Okay.
So help us continue to do this. It can only happen with you, our buddy, our teammate. 800-525-9917. So let's check out part of that 99% Invisible episode that Avery was making when she ran into Kamau, who did a great impression of this guy.
This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. In San Francisco, the area south of Market Street is called SoMa. The part of town north of the Panhandle is known as NOPA.
I live in a part of town at the intersection of North Oakland, Berkeley, and Emeryville. A neighborhood real estate brokers are calling NOBE.
That's producer Avery Truffleman.
The whole NOBE thing makes me feel pretty icky. These abbreviated neighborhood names are such cliches.
And they are everywhere.
Neighborhoods in Boston, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Denver, you name it. You never really know which of these names will stick around. Like, there's this part of Midtown Manhattan that was recently renamed NoMad for north of Madison Square Park. And people are starting to use it. You can see it on Google Maps.
And it's weird. There's not really a name for this naming convention. They're not quite acronyms. They're not quite portmanteau. They're not just abbreviations. Around the office, we've been calling them acronames. And they trace their lineage back to SoHo, short for South of Houston Street in New York.
It's really interesting how SoHo developed first as a local neighborhood brand and then became globalized.
Sharon Zukin is a professor of sociology at Brooklyn College and the Graduate Center of the City University of New York. Professor Zukin says that the origin of New York SoHo can be traced back to 1962 and an urban planner named Chester Rapkin.
Rapkin was asked by the City Planning Commission to investigate the condition in what was then called the South Houston Industrial Area. It is unclear exactly how, but around this time,
people seized upon the term SoHo as an abbreviation,
which was certainly better than the South Houston Industrial Area, but not nearly as badass as its previous name, Hell's Hundred Acres.
In the 1950s and early 60s, at the time Rapkin was writing his report, many of the buildings were abandoned.
He mentioned in passing the grim caverns of factory buildings in SoHo, and that's absolutely true.
The South Houston industrial area was threatened with demolition. The brick buildings with cast iron facades were seen as ugly, outdated eyesores. But the Rapkin report made a plea to preserve the factory buildings. And the city held off on their plan.
Rapkin said the manufacturers in those buildings were viable, and it would be interesting if the manufacturing buildings were renovated for manufacturing use. Nobody foresaw that the area would become colonized by artists.
Artists rented the manufacturing spaces for studios, and to save money, they lived there too.
Soho in the 1970s quickly gained the identity of an artist district. Soho was, if not the very first industrial district to be transformed into work and living space, it was certainly the most prominent in the media.
After Soho took off, the Urban Planning Department wanted to replicate the success of that neighborhood, and they transformed the nearby triangle below Canal Street into Tribeca.
Soho was able to incubate and disseminate all of these trends that became so important in interior design in the 80s and 90s and, you know, probably on into the 2000s.
Soho and Tribeca weren't just the rise of acronames. They were the birth of industrial chic. They created the whole aesthetic that comes to mind with these neighborhoods.
In Soho, artists embraced the vestiges of the factories they were living and working in. They found the big metal fixtures and beams and loading docks charming.
And this became a kind of expensive minimalism that marked high-status taste in interior design.
Exposed brick walls, distressed floors, big windows, large open spaces, big beams and bronze fixtures. The old factories became trendy. And in other parts of New York and other cities around the world, developers started to copy Soho, not just in industrial areas, but in all kinds of neighborhoods, independent of whoever was already living or working there.
Real estate developers around the world copy this, and they say, let's bring some stores. Let's encourage some performance spaces, some art galleries. Let's make this area interesting. Let's give it a name.
This gets at the ickiness of using the term Nobi to describe where I live. Because longtime residents already had a name for the neighborhood long before realtors decided to make it interesting. So I walked around and I asked some people who live near me, and they all said that they call it just North Oakland.
And really, it doesn't need to be called anything else. 99% Invisible was produced this week by Avery Truffleman with Katie Mingle, Sam Greenspan, Delaney Hall, Kurt Kolstad, Sharif Youssef, Ted Muldoon, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of KALW and Radiotopia. Find out more at 99pi.org.
I'm Hina, and I'm Hina Baba. You're listening to a special episode of Cross Currents, and I have here in the studio with me the producer of that piece on 99% Invisible, Avery Truffleman. Hey, Avery.
Hey.
So 99% Invisible got its start, as we said, right here at KALW, as Roman just said as well. So what's it like to be a part of that crew of 99% Invisible?
Oh, my God. It's amazing. They're just like some of the most incredible minds and journalists that I know. And I can't believe I'm flabbergasted that they help me work on my stories. I'm so thankful, and that means I'm thankful to KALW. I mean, you're the reason that, like, I get to work where I get to work, and I get to make the stories I get to make. Like, there wouldn't be any of this without KALW. And they're willing to take a risk on a radio show about architecture. Like, who else would do that? That's, on paper, that is such a stupid idea. But it's not on paper. And it's great. It worked. And KALW, like, called it.
All right. We are happy to have you. And here in studio with me during our spring membership campaign, we're proud of 99% Invisible. And Roman and you and the whole team, Ted Muldoon, give us a call right now. Support this effort to bring you voices and creativity like you just heard. 800-525-9917. Call, make a contribution right now. And actually, one of the things you can get is a shirt. A 99% Invisible shirt that we have. We have a whole bunch of stuff online that you can pick from when you go to KALW.org and make a contribution there. But if you want to get that shirt, make this contribution right now. And again, we have those come out tickets the Kamau tickets. David Boyer, tell us about these Kamau tickets.
Well, the show is going to be Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at the gorgeous Starling Social Club in Oakland. And $150 gets you two tickets. $365 gets you that gorgeous VIP booth for you and five friends.
You could even ask your friends to split it with you. You could, like, go in with your friends for this VIP booth where Kamau will, like, come by and talk to you afterwards.
What a great idea, Avery.
You could totally, I'm down if you want to do that.
And come talk to Avery Truffleman also.
Also, yeah. if you go to klw.org and make a donation and get a 99% invisible shirt and I see you wearing it, I'm totally going to come up to you and talk to you. So that's another way we can hang out. So many ways.
Absolutely. But call right now, 800-525-9917. We have a challenge of 20 calls or clicks by the end of Cross Currents. We are down to 9. We have 9, and we need 11. We need 11 more people. You are one of them. So pick up the phone, 800-525-9917. What about the challenge?
Yeah, if we get to 20, if you are part of that coalition of the willing.
Ooh.
Who can call 800-525-9917 or go to klw.org. If we can get to 20 calls or clicks in this hour, we will get an extra $500. Wow. From the very generous Beverly Robin in Colorado and Eleanor McKinnon in San Rafael. So thank you to both of you for agreeing to challenge us.
Yeah.
In this way.
Love a challenge.
And I hope you can help us out. So 800-525-9917.
That is Avery Truffleman of 99% Invisible. David Boyer, you want those tickets. Looks like
God.
You want that. You're eyeing those tickets.
I want the 365,
tickets.
But you know, if some of my friends would call in, we'll split it. Just, you know, let them know when you call in.
What's the number?
Oh, that number. Good idea.
Uh-huh.
800-525-9917 or klw.org.
It's $1 a day if you think about it. A dollar. What do you spend? What do you
Can't
use a dollar for in
for
a day? What can you get?
I mean, you can go to like a 99 cent store, but with tax, it's more than a dollar.
It's always more than. And they trick you. There's some stuff for $2 and
$3. We won't trick you.
No, we won't.
Mm-mm.
We will not. $1 a day, $365 right now at 800-525-9917 will get you the VIP booth at Kamau right now, Thursday, May 19th at 7 p.m. at Starline Social Club in Oakland. It's a booth. Kamau will come and talk to you, which is awesome always. Again, he's totally a star right now. The new CNN show. He is everywhere and here at KALW. 800-525-9917. We're talking about podcasts today on Cross Currents. Let's thank somebody.
Yes. Sorry,
thank you, everybody.
Owen Kaplan in Oakland donated and called in. So thank you very much, Owen.
Thanks, Owen. Thank you, everybody who's contributing today. We're talking about all the lovely podcasts that come out of KALW. And here's one. Our engineer, Chris Hoff, co-produces a podcast with reporter Sam Harnett. It's called The World According to Sound. It's super short, but it's super great. Let's take a listen.
This is a bridge. The Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It was recorded by musician Jody Rose. She puts contact microphones right on the cables and support towers of bridges. And this is what they record. It's the sound of the bridge moving and vibrating as wind blows through and cars rush by. Rose is obsessed with the sounds bridges make. She records them all over the world. Each one has its own song. The World According to Sound is made by Chris Hoff and Sam Harnett.
All right, I'm Hannah Baba. This is an hour-long edition of Cross Currents, and it's our spring membership campaign. We are excited, and that sound was exciting. Who would have thought that would be the Golden Gate Bridge? We were sitting here going, what on earth is that sound? Until Chris said, or Sam, it was the Golden Gate Bridge. That was from our brand spanking new podcast, The World According to Sound, coming out of KALW, Chris Hoff, Sam Harnett, who are getting some great attention, by the way. They've been played on All Things Considered a couple of times, and they're kind of on a roll. And it was all born here at KALW, a place that supports creativity. You have an idea, David Boyer, Chris Hoff, us, and that's coming up a little bit. Me and Leela Day have a little something for you.
Yes.
A little bit. And then the station just supports it. The station says, you're creative, you can do this, we believe in you, go. We are behind you. And where else can you find that? Support this station right now in this membership campaign to help make it happen. 800-525-9917. 17 is the number to call, make a contribution, and help us get to our challenge.
Yes,
which
we are
is
getting closer. Ooh. 20. We how many we've got here? Let's see, 13 out of 20. So 7 more to go. Come on,
lucky
people.
Seven.
Come on, let's do this.
We can do it. We can do it. We need 7 people. One of them is you.
Call 800-525-9917. Or go to KALW.org.
See,
it's live.
Oh, everybody wants to pitch in.
KALW.org. Come on, people.
And then you're also supporting really, like, innovative, interesting programs like World According to Sound. It is so good. And I feel like I've heard other people kick around this idea of, like, oh, what if I did a show about sound or a show about, like, showcasing different weird noises. It is so hard to make that kind of thing work. Mm. It is so difficult to do. And it's, like, so charming. Each episode is like a little gift that you get to open. And it only exists because of KALW. It's incredible. Oh, my God. More people are calling. Yes, we only need 6 more people.
6 more.
And a little shout out to Chris Hoff, who I like to call Merlin. He also makes this show sound so good.
That's
every
true.
Day. And that's also what you're funding when you call.
800-525-9917. Shout out to our engineers at Cross Currents, Chris Hoff, James Rollins, Ted Muldoon, who is also a part of 99% Invisible.
Great guy.
Awesome engineering, and it can only happen with your support. 800-525-9917. And the engineers, by the way, are the people who put the pieces together and make them sound as fantastic as they do.
So true. I mean, yeah. Oh, I mean, if you were to hear what that intersection sounded like before Chris Hoff got his hands on it, you would be shocked. Just beautiful work, and it's an honor to work with him, with you, Hannah, with the whole staff. Is really amazing. I mean, I'm like essentially, you know, a student here, and you guys have made, you know, made it possible, you know, and I know that's the same thing for Roman and for so many other people. So that's what you guys are funding. You're funding the teaching hospital of radio.
And yeah, also like the thing that Ted did when he played that, when we played that piece of 99% Invisible, like Ted took that story that was like 20 something minutes long and just shortened it to 4 minutes or 5 minutes. And it totally makes sense. It's insane. It's like an incredible amount of talent and time.
And a little bit of wizardry. A little bit of wizardry.
Magic.
Magic.
Magic. And that's the magic that happens here at KALW. And when you contribute at 800-525-9917 or KALW.org, you are, as David said earlier, directly funding these operations, directly funding the work of these magician engineers that we have here at KALW. So it's a chance that you don't want to miss. And it's so fulfilling, and it feels so good to be part of something like this that's growing every day. And it feels like you're watering a plant.
And also for you, the listener, I mean, these stories are so compelling and good. It's like listening to episodes of This American Life, but they're all happening around your neighborhood. It's all
incredible.
Stories that you, yeah, that involve people around you.
And you guys seem to be responding. We've got 5 more left.
All
Come
right.
on, people.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Five more.
800-525-9917.
You can do it. You can do it. Whether you want a 99% invisible t-shirt, whether you want a Cross Currents t-shirt, or you want those tickets to Kamau right now, that's happening Thursday, May 19th at 7 o'clock at the Starline Social Club in Oakland. You can get those tickets right now, but only if you call 800-525-9917. We want to get down to zero. We want to get down to like one more call or two, one, zero. Zero. Zero is our goal, really. We just really want you to give us a call, help us reach our goal so we can get the money, $500 extra.
Yes.
It just makes sense.
Yeah.
Also, you can go to klw.org if like the phone's not your thing. I know it's not everyone's thing, but we're lovely to talk to. You should talk to some of the people here.
So. I'm going to up the ante. Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw in my mother's recipe.
Oh.
Matzo ball soup. I know we're past Passover here, but come on. You will love it.
Oh.
That's a bonus.
All right.
That's at what level? I mean, I didn't even
make
know.
Make a level right
How
now.
How do you price that? I don't know.
Priceless.
$5.
$5. $800. How about $91.70?
That's right.
800-525-9917. And you know, nationally, there's a big push for this kind of creative journalism that we've been listening to today during Cross Currents. And the last thing we're going to hear is part of that. It's something that's near and dear to my heart. I'm making it with KALW's Leela Day and Julie Kane and Chris Hoff. Chris Hoff is in everything, yes. It's called The Stoop.
The Stoop.
The Stoop. Hey, this is The Stoop. I'm Hannah Baba.
And I'm Leela Day. We're two journalists.
We're both Black.
That's true.
But from different Black backgrounds.
Very different Black backgrounds. But we are both in media, and we're trying to do something a little bit different, right? We're doing The Stoop.
The Stoop.
Growing up, I heard plenty of jokes about the way I spoke.
Listen to how you talk, like a white girl. Who you think you is?
The Stoop is fun, it's funky, it's fresh, it's journalism with flavor.
Muslim women are talking about
nice tribal wear, now take it off.
We have low vitamin D levels.
I've adopted an African child.
What next? Because we are both journalists, right. We can back it up with facts and hard reporting.
But don't be afraid of the facts and figures, people.
No.
And we'll be talking to some influential people about real things.
So, Chinaka, what's a hipster to you?
Someone who is blithely unaware of their own existence and the ways in which the things that they find cool or attractive or trendy or subversive can also be offensive or violent or painful for the people who have been there.
Because it's raw.
It's light.
It's real.
It's tight.
It's down.
It's brown.
In the loop.
The Stoop. I like the pee popping with Stoop.
It's the Stoop.
The Stoop.
All right, that was Leela Day and I, KALW's award-winning reporter, Leela Day. It's a new project we're working on. We're really excited about it. And it was really born out of the side conversations that me and Leela have and have been having in the KALW newsroom or in our kitchen. Black conversations, real conversations. And, you know, we want to have real talk. And we're excited we got picked out of more than 100 podcasts to go to NPR's Washington, D.C. headquarters for their first ever storytelling workshop. So we're very proud of that. Thank you.
So
thank
cool.
you. But I must say, we've found such great support here at KALW. The moment we said we had this idea, we want to do it, everybody was on board. They were excited. You know, before NPR was excited, before anybody was excited, it was our inside family, KALW family, that was excited about it. And that's what we do. That's what happens here at this station. So why don't you support that today, all of that, at 800-525-9917, a place that allows creativity not just to happen, but to grow. right, and to support it. 800-525-9917. What do you think of the Stoop, David Moyer?
I'm so excited. You know, as soon as I heard you guys were doing this, I mean, it's such a natural. I cannot wait to see what you guys come up with. So these are two incredibly smart women, incredibly sassy, my personal,
ooh,
you know, it's what I personally enjoy. Really just lovely. And I think it's going to be really smart, and they're going to take on things that other people aren't going to take on. And they're going to have the backing of KALW, you know, to do that. So, you know, 800-525-9917. I don't know how we can make it any clearer, people. Come on. If you want the Stoop to launch and to really go, you know, really give them the time and the space to really make this happen, then you got to do it. And we've got a challenge. Maybe you've heard about this.
We want to make it.
We're so close. We need 5 more calls or clicks.
Oh, my God.
I know. And if we do, we get $500.
800-525-9917. Help us reach this goal before the end of this show. We need you right now. This is when we need you. 800-525-9917. We only have 2 people left. One of them is you. Call us.
Oh, my God. And when you give, it's like you're giving to your community. You're supporting the arts. You're supporting education in this incredibly important form of media. I mean, like, this is kind of the best way you could give. And KALW, like, knows how to use your dollar and knows how to make the most of it.
Yes.
So this is just killing a whole flock of birds with one call.
Or click.
800-525-9917.
Thank you to Christine Freeman in El Cerrito. She says, I feel like KALW is my station. Thank you. Laura Hayes in Berkeley. Thank you to everybody who's giving. Join them. It feels good.
Thanks
it feels
so
good.
Much.
800-525-9917 to help us make the challenge. We want the $500. Do it, do it, do it now, please. Or go to KALW.org and make your contribution there. Support your local public radio station. I mean, that's what it's really, really all about.
Yeah, join Steve from Oakland, who's delighted by our energy and our programming.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
And Jeff from San Luis Obispo. Let's do it, people.
All
Two more.
Thank you to everybody who's given. This is Cross Currents from KALW 91.7 in San Francisco.